see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus Bible study for tonight. The completion of what I did today at the broadcast, but still from a biblical point of view, we'll cover comparison of biblical morality and humanism. I don't think people today have any idea that humanism is in their eyes, in their minds, in their faces every single day. They don't realize it. We've gotten so used to it, of the teaching of humanism, that it's a commonplace, it's common, it's normal that they're taught humanism. And that is Satan's religion. Is humanism, to pull the humans in, to worship themselves. At the same time, it pulls them away from God. Kills two birds with one stone, so to speak. And then, humanism will be replaced by atheistic materialism, worship of Lucifer. That's how it works. So first, it was... Well, I'm thinking about it. Follow me here. After Nimrod, it was ancient mystery schools of religion, were religions of Satan. And then when that wasn't working, they tried to wipe out Christianity. Well, actually, Christians, not Christianity, but Christians, up to the 4th century. From Nimrod to the 4th century to a theology based on ancient mystery schools of religion. And then... kill the Christians in the Colosseums. So horrifically that nobody wanted to do it, but it worked opposite. So they brought Constantine in to start a religion called Christianity to bring in the Christians into Christianity, because now you stop killing them. Now you give them something to, that's kind of a bondage, you know. Give them something to hang on to. And Constantine lied, who was pagan, said, I am a Christian. He wasn't. Then they Christianized it and made laws that really weren't Christian. Christianity is different than being a Christian. It really is. It's different. And then when they got them all brought in under other man-made rituals, Christianity hid the ancient mystery schools of religion underneath it through rituals called holidays, including birthdays, celebrations. And the Bible clearly says, no holy day, no celebration days. That's what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians talks about it. So then they start killing Christians again. It's called the Inquisition. 50 to 68 million from, 1200 to 1800 AD. They didn't go along with the paganized form of religion called Christianity. And then Christianity split up in 40,000 different sects by the 20th century. All kinds of different types of Christianity. Ancient mystery schools of religion remained the same. Shamanism, Hinduism, Buddhism. Man, just take your pick. In the meantime, the New Age movement was a religion that Nimrod came up with in the first place. The New Age movement, that is the New Age movement. And then brought to mankind by Blavatsky and Alice Bailey under a new name called the New Age movement. Nothing more than ancient mystery schools of religion before Christianity was. It just changed the name to New Age movement. That's all. Then the New Age movement goes into education called humanism. So humans could worship themselves and not even realize it. Humanism, I've talked about today, will turn into the implosion of Christianity, where we spiritualize using humanism as its precept, and go back to the New Age movement. You just go back to what was before. It'll re-spiritualize. They'll show how Christianity has failed. That's what they've already started doing that anyway. Wants to bring all religions into one. Humanism will go back to worshiping Lucifer, atheistic materialism. That's the plan. Atheists will be required to worship Lucifer or die. Under the guise of having freedom, do what you want. Free love. Love means you don't have to say you're sorry, etc., etc., etc. All that's part of it. Man, this thing is like a circle, unbelievable, right in front of our eyes. And we're used to it. Gradualism, boiling frog, etc. That's how Satan's got it worked out. And when he has total control, he'll say, oh, by the way, it's me you're actually worshiping, not even yourselves. Oh, hopefully by then you'll be gone. And then here comes God's judgment. Goodness gracious alive, I have no idea. Like the world has never seen before. Tonight I want to talk about the continuation of today's broadcast, but from a biblical point of view, and compare it with the humanism and what your children are going through every single day, including today, and will happen Monday and Tuesday. It's up close and personal. It's in your home every day, under the guise of Wicca, under the guise of instruction at school, college, and even in your workforce. People see it as something to study. They don't realize it's something they're living every single day. That's what's hard to get across to people. I guess because they have this word called, it's scary or something like that. Dedicate the broadcast, and let's see where we go with tonight. I'm going to finish up tonight, like I said, from a different perspective, but it'll still be a continuation. So you'll recognize humanism for what it is. Lord, thank you tonight, this Friday, Father, that on the 6th of February, 2015, Lord, we thank you today that still we have a Bible study after 2 years. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you've given us. Lord, it's going to be a hard road ahead. Lord, we ask for you to protect us through your blood of Jesus. Guide us with your knowledge. Witness to others. Protection for our study and worship. Pray for our families that they'll wake up. Father, and spread the truth and have the courage to tell the truth. Father, we call for awakening in these churches, in these schools, to bring whistleblowers out and expose how the education is being corrupted, how the churches are being corrupted, and how this humanist agenda is being carried out. We pray tonight for guidance. We pray for tonight for healing, protection, families to come together. And the words, Father, we need to be able to identify what the enemy is doing. Father, bring that anointing as be in thy will and in thy time. This anointing will raise your army when the time has come that we can take it to the street and preach the word. And this I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, this humanism, even when I started my study of it, I didn't realize it was so significant. Oh, Tom, you give Satan too much credit. That's the problem. They don't give him enough credit for the evil that's going on today. Let me add to that. They don't give Satan enough credit for the evil that he's organized and the humans that's followed up with it. In this humanist New World Order, First Corinthians 2, six and seven says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. See, hidden wisdom is wisdom they don't have. That's given to you by the Holy Spirit. That they're sorely trying to tap into. As one truth teller said, John Todd, Satan, only way he can find out the wisdom of God is having a Christian, he believes, to put a spell upon himself. Because Satan can't do it. So it requires a born-again Christian or a Christian to put a spell upon himself so that Satan can learn through the wisdom of God through that human. Satan influences human beings in three different ways. By inflicting ideas, by infusing ideas in their head that they think is their own ideas through demonic interference. By the human doing rituals like yoga, meditation, sacrifices, rituals, and so forth, that they know they're getting wisdom from outside. And three, very simply said, offering up their body as possession, which is rare, but also has to be significant. Three different ways. That's where the rock and roll music came from. The inspiration to write the words. It's exactly where it came from. That's where they drink blood in ritual sacrifice and abominations that the artist, Iron Butterfly, Beatles, all of them of the rock and roll era of the 60s. That's where they got their inspiration from. And that's how they knew that they either got it, they thought they were writing their own music, or they did the rituals, they knew they were getting it from outside. And even the Beyonce and Katy Perry, all of them, Jack Black, they all admit that they have given their life to Satan. There's no guesswork here. They admit it. All those of Star Trek, in Star Wars trilogy back in the 70s, they had to become a witch, a warlock, or in the secret societies before they got a part in the movie. You understand that? Well, they would not be an actor or actress unless they had become in the witchcraft, Freemasonry. That's the truth. The wisdom shown in the gospel is divine in its origin. You speak wisdom among those who are mature or fully grown, yet it's not the wisdom of this age. Nor would it be the wisdom of the eyes of the rulers of this age as well. The wisdom is a perishable thing, like themselves, is born of one brief day. When you speak the word of God, you speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. A mystery is a New Testament truth, not previously revealed, but now made known. This new truth is made known to believers through the gospel by the apostles and the prophet of this early church age. And the mystery is a hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages of our glory. So the mystery of the gospel includes truths as the fact that now Jews and Gentiles are made one in Christ. No one above the other. The Lord Jesus will come and take his waiting people home to be with himself, and that not all believers will die, but they'll all be changed. Now, the rulers of the age, when you go on to 1 Corinthians 2, verse 8, the princes of this world, you know what that's referring to? The fallen angels. The demonic spirits, the less. Demonic spirit beings in the heavens is the princes of this world. The sons of God, as they referred to in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, they referred to then as the princes of this world. Why? Because the sons of God of the New Testament, those that took Jesus Christ as Savior. So they had to switch it. That's why the Bible's so rich in truth. So detailed it is. It also refers to human agents on earth. Satan is prince of this world. See how it works? See, they didn't understand the hidden wisdom of God, Christ on the cross, or realize that their murder of the Holy Son of God would result in their own destruction. Don't you know if they knew the ways of God, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory for their own destruction? Satan doesn't know. They don't know this truth. That should be an eye-opener for you right now. That's very significant. Very significant. Humanism keeps them blind because they are dealing with human desires, human exaltation, and not the wisdom of God. That's very significant. They can never know. Human reasoning is totally inadequate to find the truth of God. God reveals them to us through the truth, through His Spirit. And Satan knows that, and he's trying to tap into it. That's what's going on today. Well, unfortunately, they try to put in corrupted Bibles as well. Man, he's hitting us from all directions. Humanism is a problem. Everybody thinks it's Islam. We're all going to Sharia law, blah, 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 blah. No, because these tapes, these truth tellers, video, radio shows, books put out, they're all wrong. I don't know if they know they're wrong or if they're part of it or what, but they're wrong. They're not connecting the dots that Islam and Zionism will defeat and destroy each other. Up comes up the will manifest the Holy Roman Empire by default. Every other country will be destroyed. That's why they're trying to make Islam look like the main enemy. Zionism is an enemy. And the two enemies are going to fight each other, destroy each other, and that pops the winner, revival of the Holy Roman Empire. Germany, Italy, France, Spain, Portugal, etc. Everybody's eyes are off of that, except for those in the know. Humanism got us tied up, worshiping each other. Mormonism says at the highest level, they're told that they'll inherit their own planet. Lord knows what Jehovah's Witnesses get. I don't know. But they're all wrong. All religion is wrong in one way or another. Just depends what church you go to. Unbelievable. Christianity is a religion that's got some truth, a lot of truth, but it's got some direct misdirection in it. Comes so close to the truth, and then depends on the religion you're in Christianity, the sect, takes off on another tangent. In worshiping Jesus, in the King James Bible, it's the essence, the belief that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And His coming was foretold in the Old Testament to the Bible. And the Christians believed that 66 books of both the Old and New Testament comprise the Word of God and are without error. In the original writings, perfectly translated and transcribed, 1604 to 1611 only. Transcribed perfectly before then, in preparation for the day that the Word of God, the King James Bible, would be published. Before that, they had Bibles that were corrupted. But they were in Latin. So the Vatican would interpret it for everybody until Erasmus and Tyndale and Wycliffe translated into English. From Latin to English, and went back to English to Latin and Latin Vulgate. And, oh, man, it just got all kinds of messed up until the King James came out, after the Dark Ages. That's why they call it the Dark Ages, because the true Word of God was hidden till after the Dark Ages. There's one uncreated eternal God, eternally existent in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh, born of the Virgin Mary. There's no immaculate conception. He was born of a virgin. Led a sinless life. He died on the cross. He rose again bodily on the third day. Because he ever lives. He alone is our high priest and advocate, master. Our intercessor. And the mystery of the Holy Spirit is to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. And all three are one. It's a mystery. The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin and regenerates and dwells and guides and instructs us, as well as empowers the believer for godly living and service. Sinners before Jesus Christ, they had to kill an animal. A sinless, innocent animal for that year to cover sins. But that didn't save them. That just covered the sins for that year in anticipation of a coming Messiah. Jesus Christ, born, died, resurrected. Now he lives inside everybody 24/7. It's different. So that you become the sons of God. So the princes of this world are the fallen angels. You become as gods. That's legislators, administrators of justice, Copeland, Joyce Myers, the rest in TBN, say we'll become as gods. They're talking divine gods. They don't differentiate. That's not what the Bible says. It's administrators of justice. That's what it refers to, not divine gods. All mankind is sinful by nature. We all are. This condition makes it impossible to earn his exaltation through good works. Good works are a byproduct of saving faith, not a prerequisite to be saved. Mankind is saved by grace through faith alone in Jesus Christ. And believers are justified by shed blood and shall be saved from wrath through him and him alone. You see, Satan does not know the truth. Murdering the Son of God gave way to his own destruction. Satan don't know what's going to happen. He don't know when his end's coming. But it seems like humans do. Isn't that a hoot? Humans know to the day. They put so much effort into calculating exactly what day, what feast is coming. So it goes to say, the TBN, the Word Faith community, are humanists. They're teaching humanism. The Osteen, do good for yourself and God will love you. Makes God happy if you do good for yourself. Man, that's right out of the Humanist Manifesto. I don't know what paragraph, but it's there. It's what it's all about. Osteen's are teaching humanism. And look at the crowd they draw. I mean, to me, it just boggles my mind that the only disagreement they had when she said what she said on the pulpit that day, about a month ago, drew fire from outside the church, not inside, that we know of. No reports of the church losing 3/4 of its parishioners. That would have been reported for sure. Probably didn't lose anybody. Christ's church is made up of individuals, those who've recognized their lost state and placed their trust in the redeeming work of Christ for their salvation and not of our own. And we know that Jesus Christ will return for this his own. And all true believers in Jesus will reign with him throughout the eternity. It'd be a bodily resurrection of both the just and the unjust. The just to everlasting life and the unjust to everlasting damnation. You want common sense? That's common sense. But now humanism, Satan's religion, let me put it like this. Remember I've talked about on a broadcast. In the 1940s, several examples here, not in order of time and date. Albanians, the Turks. Albanians looking for a homeland. They had a need. Hitler provided it, called Bale Kumtar. They had a need. Europeans from Europe in the 1700s, in the 1500s, had a need. It was freedom of religion, because they're getting killed for worshiping outside the Vatican Church. Satan provided it, called the North American continent. And a religion, he gave them Protestantism. The blacks in America had a need, liberty. Whites in America then had a need, liberty. Satan used it. God interweaves his people to take evil and work for good. But Satan is prince of this world. He doesn't sleep. So God brings good out even in an evil world. Satan looks for a need, and he fills it. Humanist provides a need for humans that are beaten down and so forth. It makes me feel like a god. Yeah, do what I want to do. That's what humanism is. The worship of self. Humanism is an ideological, political, and religious belief that denies the existence of God. Because God's so restrictive. Atheists or humanists. That's our New Agers. Those who adhere to the theory of evolution are humanists as well. If I believe in evolution, I don't have to believe in a God that created us and a God that's going to judge us. No, no, no. Religious humanists regard the universe as self-existing and not created. Okay. Nothing created something. Okay. That's the egg created itself, or did the chicken create itself? Which, I'm a little confused here. Humanists believe that the man is a part of nature. He's emerged as a result of a continuous process called evolution. Even though everything goes backwards, dies, rusts, rots, consumed, burns up, but it mutates. You know why it mutates? Because it's missing something. And mutations don't propagate. They die. They don't keep going. They don't mutate to mutate. Shun. Moral values get their sources from human experience. Human experience is manipulated, is it not, by the dialectic? Whoa. Human experience is by education, controlled by humanism. That's why God says that his church is where two or more are gathered. Isn't that clever? He already knows. He tells us. Not where you're told to go. It's where you are, that you worship in the right way. Whether it's two of you, or five, or six, or ten, wherever. Ethics is autonomous and educational, needing no theological or ideological sanctions. That was the purpose of Christianity. Christianity developed ethics that were had theological and ideological sanctions controlled by another, by human minds and experience, led by Satan. That's Christianity. Woo, that's a wild thought. Traditional religions inhibit humans from experiencing the full potentials, they say. And humanism, they can discover no divine purpose or providing providence for human species. We as humans are responsible for what we are or will become. No deity will save us. We must save ourselves. Well, how's that going? I got a question of. How are y'all saving yourselves, humanists? How's that working for you? It's funny they can't answer it because none of them are coming back. You ever notice that? As secular humanism is what's being taught 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 9 months out of the year, 7 to 8 years of their juvenile life, 4 years, sometimes 6 or 8 after they leave high school, and it continues on through adult life. Now, you tell me who has the most education. Satan does. Holy Spirit is what keeps us going. Religious humanists regard the universe as self-existing and not created. How does that work? I just don't understand it. It believes a man's a pure part of nature. He's emerged as a result of a continuous process of evolution. No evidence whatsoever to establish it. They affirm they're holding an organic view of life. Humanists find the traditional dualism of mind and body must be rejected. Humanists recognize that man's religious culture and civilization is depicted by anthropology and history. So we can determine our ancestors by a jawbone. Sorry. Carbon 14 dating. And we're the product of a gradual development due to our interaction of a natural environment and social heritage. Oh, goodness gracious. Modern science, which keeps changing by the like the weather. Time has passed for theism and deism and modernism and all these new kinds of thought. They have it all figured out. To keep people busy and self-worshipping themselves until the bottom falls out. they keep up with every decade, every, I guess, 1933, 1973, Manifesto 2. See, Manifesto 1 was 33. Even Manifesto 2 was 73. That's 40 years. And then in the year 2000 was even Manifesto 3. Remember, they manipulate each generation of children. So you got to keep up. Oh, yeah. So they got to keep updating on the Human Manifesto to keep projecting the different changes heading toward the falling away. See how it works? And you know the rapid spread of humanism in this country is due to the humanist indoctrination of our children by our educators. It's received in the public school system from age 5. And since 1921, officially 1947, Tavistock has socially engineered the thinking process from rock and roll to education, the workforce, everything. A lot of people can't handle this. Threw it right back into their mindset. Those of us that, that explains then they've got that covered. So have a gun. That's why the Illuminati fear personal initiative. They say in Article 5, Paragraph 11 of their protocols, quote, "There's nothing more dangerous than personal initiative. If it has genius behind it, such initiative can do more than can be done by millions of people among whom we have sown discord." See that? "We must so direct the education," wow, "of the Goyim communities that whenever they come upon a matter requiring initiative, they may drop their hands in despairing impotence." And then in Article 9, Paragraph 9 of the Protocols of Learned Elders of Zion, that's their main protocols, and Freemasons and Jesuits will say that's a hoax, but it's absolutely not a hoax. What's a hoax is their claim this is a hoax. That's the hoax. I'm not hoaxing around either. They say in order not to annihilate the institutions of the Goyim, before it's time, we have touched them with craft, have taken hold of the springs, the ends of the springs, which move their mechanism. And these springs lay in the strict but just sense of order. We have replaced them by the chaotic license of liberalism. We've got our hands in the administration of the law, in the conduct of elections, in the press, in the liberty of the person, but principally into education and training as being the cornerstones of a free existence. Unquote. It's right there. Word for word. So the infusion of this humanist propaganda is well known in the colleges and universities, but actually it starts well before that in the elementary schools. They're going to destroy Islam. They're going to destroy Zionism. They're going to destroy Christianity. And these people don't realize it. And one after the other. Now, I covered a lot today about humanism in detail. There's so much I didn't realize there's so much about humanism. that day, every hour, every day, is thrust upon us. That's why they don't want homeschooling. You know, as your children graduate from high school and move on to college, the humanist brainwashing machine, the machine intensifies. It doesn't just quit. There's a study in the Center for Study of Popular Culture. They polled social science and liberal arts professors at all the Ivy League schools, colleges. The results they found was not really surprising. David Horowitz, president of the center, said that, quote, only 3% of the faculty in all the Ivy League identify themselves as Republicans. 44% named an organization that represents their views in ACLU. He said, quote, 0% identify with the Christian Coalition. 1% with the National Rifle Association. 0%. From elementary school through postgraduate studies, children are taught that there is no God. All creation is a pleasant accident. There's no right or wrong. And to say otherwise is intolerant and divisive. You may not share the gospel with your friends, but we will teach you to mediate in the matter of the Eastern religions, which is what I said was a religion of Nimrod to Christianity, was the ancient mystery religions, Eastern religions, which is today the New Age movement, which the father of the New Age movement was Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest, and the mother was Helena Blavatsky, channeled by the fallen angels, as she admits, so was Alice Bailey. Family, they're all connected. Every one of them connected. There's a battle for your child's mind. People don't want to hear it. They could battle it. They could fight it. Throughout 30 minutes a night, 20 minutes a night, 10, 15 minutes a night. They could do something about it. Oh, you can't save the world. I don't have to. Jesus already did. You're not going to save the world. That's the comeback people give you. You can't save the world. I don't have to. Jesus already saved him. All you're trying to do is help your family, help friends you run into in divine appointments. God's got people placed everywhere. Oh, you haven't seen nothing yet. One yet to come is 144,000. ACLU gets around, don't they? They're the pit bull dog of the humanist, is ACLU. They're behind them almost everything in that regard. Continuing on what I talked about today, sex is for procreation, and we are to multiply and inhabit the land. But you know that humanism teaches we're overpopulated, which is a lie, and we must stop having babies. That's zero population growth in Planned Parenthood. That's where they get that nonsense from. Sex is a beautiful relationship between husband and wife who become one flesh. But sex, in the humanist point of view, is a physical animal need that must be gratified in any way that the person deems best. When I say these things, do you not come to mind articles today that are reflecting exactly what I'm talking about? Traditional system of the Bible, the law, says the sovereignty of each nation is to govern itself and to stay divided until Jesus brings it back together. But humanism teaches a one-world system ruled by an intellectual elite, a plurocracy, if you will, the humanist, called Illuminati. He says that there's no absolute rights and wrongs. Humanism teaches this. But biblical teaching is they are absolute rights and wrongs. Therefore, guilt and shame results when a person does something wrong. That's sin, according to which is written in the law. Forgiveness and punishment relieves that guilt and shame because the Holy Spirit convicts you. That's love. And certain absolute moral values, incest is wrong. When the law was given. But in humanism, there's no guilt and shame exists because no one can do anything wrong. Remember on Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, or Oprah? There's a psychotherapist, or what was he? Some kind of doctor as such. That died on the operating table and ascended up or something or another. Angel got a hold of him, led him around heaven, and said there was no sin. Came back, he wrote a book, and ended up on Oprah, and Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, like Westboro Baptist Church. Yeah, so they write a book, or some little kid dies and goes to heaven, and there's no sin. He never made it to heaven. Just because he's a kid, we want to believe them. Not so. Guilt and shame should not exist. Don't worry, be happy. Ever heard that before? It's in a song back in the 80s. No need for forgiveness or punishment. And then what that prayer said at that Lake Something, Florida? No need for forgiveness or punishment. Humanism teaches that uncertain the moral values of incest is okay. Come on now. Y'all connecting the dots? What I say a couple days ago. A daughter is now marrying her father, dating for 2 years. Incest is now coming around. They're going to move to New Jersey where it's legal. Family, everything here I'm saying now is having articles come out that proves it. They're putting it in your face. How about at Rosemont High School, in Wisconsin, that prank against the students, there's blindfolded. Somebody's going to kiss you. It's in a student auditorium, gymnasium, and it was a kind of a prank for that day. And the student, male and female, 10 of them, I think, were picked, blindfolded, said, oh, somebody's going to kiss you. That's a problem right there anyway. You have to tell who it is. The prank on the students was it's a parent. Opposite sex parent, but that still don't make it any better. And they did dating kind of kid. Family, that was not a mistake. That was a ritual they performed. And it looked like, oh, well, we had a poor judgment call, and the principal said, I'm sorry. No, no, sir. They knew what they were doing. It was a ritual. In your face. Prostitution's wrong. Humanist, prostitution's okay. That's why we're getting rid of the prisons. That's coming. A lot of people don't realize that. Very, very few people not involved don't realize they're going to close all the prisons, let the felons go free. That's coming. They've already put felons in police departments throughout the nation. That's been going on since 2006. So many people don't realize this. Cops are wondering what's going on. Abortion on demand is wrong. It's child sacrifice, what it really is. Abortion on demand and humanism is okay. Homosexuality or sodomy is wrong. You got it. Humanist says okay. Lesbianism, sex outside of marriage, fornication, adultery is wrong. They say it's okay. That's why they took fornication out of several verses in the Bible. Masturbation is wrong, actually. It goes along with lust. I have to tell you that. It's truth. They say it's okay. Public nudity is wrong. Remember in the 70s? They called it the streak. Remember that? That's when it all began. Brought in by Tavistock. It wasn't a couple of colleges had an idea somewhere and it caught on. That's not it at all. It's all pre-planned. They just don't bring this up. Did you know that in October 2001, Deborah Lovelace opted her daughter out of attending a school-sponsored assembly at Metro High School in St. Louis, Missouri? The assembly was put on by the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. The assembly was held to educate students in tolerance for the homosexual lifestyle. 2001. They've been laying their groundwork. Lovelace chose to attend the assembly herself to see what sort of activity her tax dollars were supporting. She was met at the door by an armed security guard, told the school official did not want her to attend. Lovelace had since filed a lawsuit in 2001 or two against the school district. In the late 1980s, students were subjected to pro-homosexual books in the schools. Resembled Dick and Jane and type books and Heather Has Two Mommies, Daddy's Roommate, was meant to indoctrinate kids into living homosexuality as a perfectly acceptable lifestyle. You know, Christianity, which itself has problems, but it's shunned in public schools. That's how they do it. They set it up and shun it. Tolerance is advocated for other religions. And there's a California middle school required students studying Islam to dress in Islamic garb. Say Muslim prayers, wage their own personal jihad. And a New York school district, as holidays approached, the school district deemed the nativity scenes and crosses would not be allowed school property. But the Star of David, which is pagan, the menorah, of course that is the emblem for Jewish, the real one, the star and crescent, morning star, and the Allah is the moon god, Christmas tree, which is pagan, would be allowed. Christmas tree was allowed, as was mostly a secular symbol. Man, I tell you, there's heavy barrel in this whole thing. I just go on and on and on about that. You know, sexuality and sexual intercourse should be in private in married couples. Well, sexuality and sexual intercourse in public is okay. And that's going on. Pornography, use of drugs, suicide is wrong. Pornography is okay. Use of drugs is okay. And they're trying to change the narcotics laws that we know now as marijuana. Suicide's okay, as actually encouraged. Pill, demise pill. Child euthanasia. And what people just aren't connecting. And there's no reading Bibles in school. If they study comparative religions. Killing of old people and sick persons. Right to die with dignity. euthanasia is wrong. But they've reduced the sensitivity to this and say, well, means justify the means. Killing of old people, sick, euthanasia, sick people is okay. It's encouraged in the New Age movement and the Humanist Manifesto. Masochism and sadism is wrong. Humanism is right. And that's, I'm not even close to the complete list of individually what it is. In a Humanist magazine, around November, December of 1980, Ryan Esler said that, quote, it's absurd to say that one is a humanist but not a feminist. Feminism is the last evolutionary development of humanism. Feminism is humanism on its most advanced level, unquote. That's heavy. Slam dunk. That's why feminism was supported, orchestrated by the CIA. They actually funded MS Magazine and Gloria Steinem. Ryan Esler also wrote the Equal Rights ERA Handbook. Karl Marx's own definition of humanism said, quote, humanism is a denial of God, the total affirmation of man. Humanism is really nothing else but Marxism. You know Karl Marx, don't you? Karl Marx simply just plagiarized the Humanist Manifesto. He plagiarized the Communist Manifesto from Clinton Roosevelt, who wrote it in 1841. Clinton Roosevelt, ancestor to FDR, yeah, plagiarized his document, Science of Government, founded on natural law, 1841, from Adam Weishaupt, who finished his Protocols and Learned Elders of Zion, May the 1st, 1776. I said, it's been with us a long time. Soviet society in the 80s was the real embodiment of the ideas of proletarian, secular, socialist humanism. It's been with us a long time, family. And it can be combated at your home. 15 minutes a night. Honey, come over here a minute. Tell me what you learned today. Oh, we learned about secular humanism. Oh, did you now? Yeah, we were role-playing. I played a tomboy. And my friend Mary played as my husband. Now, you going to call some of your friends and tell them what your child learned today, and then y'all get together and you know the... Get with a teacher and say, teacher, what are you doing? Role playing, reversals, social dramas, psychodramas, magic circles, group dynamics. Y'all can make a difference. People out there can make a difference. Can't change the world because you don't have to. Jesus did. You see how it really works? Just change one little part at a time. Take one soul away from Satan that might be heading that way. You win when you take one soul away by showing them what's going on. Showing them how to be born again. You've done what you came to do. They celebrate in heaven when that one soul comes over to Jesus Christ. One soul at a time. So Satan wants to see you drop your hand in the impotence. You can't do nothing about it. So might as well not do anything. Wrong. You can do something. Whoa, it puts us right at the top, don't it? I didn't realize at one time just how much was involved in this. If I'd have known this, I'd have been more rebellious in college and high school, but I wasn't. Now I wish I was more rebellious. I didn't know. I've been rebellious my whole 12 years then. But I had no idea what my program. The family will remind you, my broadcasts and Bible studies are played up there at highportradio.net, highportradio.net. And John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He has sponsors up there, and the sponsors help support his broadcasts, excuse me, his network, as he plays myself and I think some other network, other radio shows, I think. But he plays mine, and that's what I appreciate. So mine's appreciation more than anything. And you can check with the sponsors and see if you apply with or can use any of these sponsors or give them donations or something that could help him, because he's doing a good job up there. He says he's really living his dream. That's changed since the past year ago. Now he's doing he's really moving right along. I appreciate him willing to randomly play my broadcast and my Bible studies. My website is watchmanforjesus.com, and I have contacted a real web designer, and next week I will discuss, make discussions and negotiations to see if I can upgrade my website with experts instead of me blindly moving through it and destroying it probably. And I got a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus, and it's started off at 34 when I first got going, and now it's 6,090, and it moves up every week. I guess something's being done, right? Small time, I guess, maybe, I don't know, but little by little, step by step. You never know who you affected or changed or helped. Sometimes you might know, but sometimes you'll never know. That's okay. But if you don't do something, you know nothing's going to get done. Well, there you go. Let's close in prayer. Y'all enjoy yourselves this weekend and be careful. On the 6th of February, 2015. Thank you all for your attention, and if there's any recommendations or ways you want me to see me improve or add to, I'll look into it. And so thank you all for coming by. Lord, thank you tonight. Father, we come together. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we thank you for this evening, Lord. And we pray that these schools, these parents, will somehow get the courage, the fathers, the mothers, the students and the colleges will understand this and bring this awareness, Lord, to people about the humanist attack upon the mind. Satan's in the round to circumvent the truth of God, to expose it, and expose the churches as teaching it. And the Bibles that are corrupted, promulgating it and passing it on in very subtle ways. That the King James Bible is the pure word of God. Father, give us courage and strength and protection. Divine appointments to that you see to it that we can lead others. And a confirmation with ourselves for those things we learn. And conviction we fall away to keep us straight and narrow. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Family, I appreciate it now, y'all. Y'all coming by. Yeah, up here in the north, I realize it in the north, in the south here in the mountains. And Appalachian areas, pretty much. We make up our own words, actually. Y'all know that. We have our own way of talking. Sometimes in different areas, we don't know what the other one says. Say, Homer, what kind of word was that? Sometimes you don't know, but you kind of guess what they're referring to, and you kind of figure out what it is. We have our own language in the mountains, I guess. Y'all have a good night. God bless you all. And we'll see you all Monday at 4 o'clock. And we'll hit the ground running next week. I have finished up the Eunice to a certain extent. I think it's never ending, though. Because education's never ending. Have a good night. God bless you all. And have a safe weekend. This is your watchman, Thomas Gamble. Signing off.
Love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
I am with you every day.